I wanted
to talk today on the subject matter of transformation.
Danas sam želio govoriti o temi preobrazbe.
We see many signs of transformations always around us.
Svuda oko sebe uvijek vidimo mnoge znakove promjene, preobrazbe.
Winter transforms into summer.
Zima se preobražava u ljeto.
The day transforms into night.
Dan se preobražava u noć.
And soon in a few hours we will see this.
Za nekoliko sati to ćemo i vidjeti.
It's a gradual process, transformation.
To je postepen proces transformacije.
Sometimes it does take a long, long time.
Ponekad je potrebno dugo, dugo vrijeme.
Look at the seed of the banyan tree. He lives for a few years under the ground, and then one day, very, very slowly, it transforms into a little plant like this, and grows and grows.
Pogledajte primjerice sjeme drveta banjana koje se nalazi ispod zemlje, da bi zatim proklijalo u malu bičicu i zatim raslo i raslo.
It takes years.
Potrebne su godine.
Or see how a little child or a little baby transforms into a youth and then into an old man or an old woman.
Ili, na primjer, kako se malo dijete preobražava u mladića, a zatim u starca ili staricu.
All around us we see transformations which go fast and which go slow also, and everything in between.
Svuda oko sebe vidimo preobrazbe koje se odvijaju bilo brzo, bilo sporo. I isto tako u svim područjima između toga.
This world is a world of transformation.
Ovaj svijet je preobrazbe.
The Greek philosopher said, you can never step into the same river.
Grčki filozof je rekao da se nikada ne može stupiti u istu rijeku.
This was Heraclit. What did he mean with this?
To je bio Heraclit, a što je time mislio?
He said, if you step in now and then you step back and decide to step in again, maybe a few minutes later, all the molecules of the river have changed.
Ako uđete sada, zatim izađete i za nekoliko trenutaka ponovno odlučite ući, sve molekule vode već su se promijenile.
You can never step into the same river.
Nikada ne možete ući u istu rijeku.
This is also a truth which refers to life.
To je također istina koja se odnosi na život.
The second has gone.
Ova sekunda je prošla.
You can never bring it back.
Nikad je ne možete vratiti.
You can bring the whole sophisticated modern technology, but you can never bring the second back.
Nikad ne možete vratiti tu sekundu niti sa sofisticiranom suvremenom tehnologijom.
Transformation or change is a fact of life which is sometimes also disturbing.
Preobrazba, odnosno promjena, je činjenica života koja je ponekad isto tako i uznemirujuća.
Relationships transform and become something else.
Odnosi se mijenjaju i postaje nešto drugo.
People who once loved each other are standing in the court fighting like the worst enemies against each other.
Ljudi koji su se nekad voljeli sada su na sudu i bore se protiv najljučih neprijatelja jedan protiv drugog.
It can happen.
To je moguće.
It happened to me once.
Jednom se to dogodilo i meni.
I thought that the judge, the people who are now so much against me, they were the people who loved me most.
Mislio sam, ljudi koji su sada protiv mene, isti su ljudi koji su me nekad najviše voljeli.
I'm very distressed and I cannot talk like I usually talk in my lectures with a clear head. You please have to forgive me if I say something wrong. You please ask again because I'm so disturbed.
I rekao sam sucu, ne mogu jasno govoriti kao što mogu govoriti na svojim predavanjima, tako sam uznemiren.
And the judge looked at me and said, good.
Sudac me pogledao i rekao, dobro.
It's good for you.
To je dobro za tebe.
You are a monk. You sometimes don't face the reality of life.
Ti si monah i ponekad se ti ne suočavaš sa realnostima života.
I see this happening every day. Once they loved each other, now they hate each other.
To vidim svakodnevno. U jednom trenutku se vole, u drugom trenutku se mrze.
Young monk, you live in the world of change, the world of transformation.
Mladi monaše, ti živiš u svijetu preobrazbe, u svijetu promjene.
I thought Krishna was speaking through the judge.
Pomislio sam da Krishna govori kroz suca.
Thank you very much, I said.
Hvala ti puno, rekao sam.
So my point is, change is inevitable in this world, but we don't always like the change to happen.
Ono što želim reći je da je promjena neizbježna u ovom svijetu, ali ponekad ne volimo da se ona dogodi.
Prabhupada once was saying that the change of body is happening every day all around us.
Prabhupada je jednom rekao kako se promjena tijela odvija svaki dan svuda oko nas.
But if I would tell some of you now, please change your body right now, you would say no, please not.
Ali ako bih nekima od vas rekao, molim vas, promijenite sada svoje tijelo, rekli biste ne, molim te, ne.
Why are you against that which is most natural in this world, that is change?
Zašto se protivite nečemu što je najprirodnije u ovom svijetu, to jest promjeni?
Why do you object to this?
Zašto se suprotstavljate tome?
Have you ever thought about this?
Jeste li ikad pomislili na to?
It's because you are eternal.
To je zato što ste vječni.
You come from a world which is changeless.
Dolazite iz svijeta koji je nepromjenjiv.
You come from the spiritual world which is eternal.
Dolazite iz duhovnog svijeta koji je vječan.
Now, it always says if a person wants to grow in his life or her life, he should voluntarily submit to change.
Rečeno je da ukoliko osoba želi napredovati u svojem životu, treba se dobrovoljno podvrgnuti promjeni.
He or she should not go, in other words, against that which is so natural, but he should invite change in his life.
Drugim riječima, ne treba ići protiv onog što je tako prirodno, već treba pozvati promjenu u svoj život.
No, it doesn't make any sense to fight against it.
Nema se smisla boriti protiv toga.
Therefore, in spiritual life, we are voluntarily embracing change.
Stoga u duhovnom životu mi dobrovoljno prihvaćamo promjenu.
Especially the change of heart that we do voluntarily and with full attention.
Naročito promjenu srca, to radimo dobrovoljno i s punom pažnjom.
Yes. It is said the heart is the place where desires appear.
Rečeno je da je srce mjesto u kojem se pojavljuju želje.
And the heart is also the place where desires disappear.
A srce je isto tako i mjesto u kojem želje nestaju.
If you want to become satisfied in your heart, then you must change the heart so that it becomes desireless.
Ukoliko želite promijeniti svoje srce, morate promijeniti svoje srce tako da postane bez želja.
The art of transformation really means that you stop desiring material things in your heart.
Umjetnost preobrazbe znači da prestajete željeti materijalne stvari u svojem srcu.
I will now make a little comment. Devashi Narada, this is exactly what we discussed should not happen. It is happening now. You are, everyone looks only at your work. Can't you do this in the kitchen and do the noiseless work? You are not here. Please tell and why do you need me to tell you this? You're more intelligent than me for these things. But you can see it is like an army. Yes.
Bio malo tehnički komentar.
It's all right. Malo tehnička arrangement. Yes. To change our heart, that is not easy. Oh, Krishna.
Promijeniti srce nije tako lako.
We all live in our own little protected comfort zones.
Svi živimo u svojim malim zaštićenim komfornim zonama.
Our mental prison houses.
U svojim mentalnim zatvorima.
And we are very, very afraid of reality.
I jako se jako bojimo stvarnosti.
In India they tell you the story of the ugly man.
U Indiji vam ispričali priču o ružnom čovjeku.
Every day this ugly man went into the mirror.
Svaki dan taj ružni
to mirror.
Svaki dan taj ružni čovjek stao bi pred ogledalo.
He had a terribly looking nose.
Imao užasan nos.
The nose went this direction and the chin this direction.
Nos išao u ovom smjeru, a brada u suprotnom smjeru.
But because his mirror was defect.
Ali zato što je njegovo ogledalo bilo iskrivljeno.
Everything looked just right.
Sve je izgledalo baš pravo.
His father had once given him a present of this defect mirror.
Njegov otac mu je jednom poklonio to ogledalo.
And every day he stood before the mirror thinking, I'm the most beautiful prince in town.
I svaki dan je stajao pred tim ogledalom i mislio, ja sam najljepši princ.
Yes.
U gradu.
Once birthday came.
I jednom je došao rođendan.
And a good friend decided to help him wake up from this illusion and gave him a real and not a fashing or carnival mirror.
I jedan prijatelj želio mu je pomoći i odlučio mu dati pravo ogledalo, a ne ono karnevalsko.
It was a crystal mirror.
To je bilo kristalno ogledalo.
A man looked in to the mirror and saw for the first time how he really looked.
I čovjek je pogledao ogledalo i po prvi puta uistinu vidio kako izgleda.
His nose went to the levo and the chin went to the desno.
Nos mu išao na lijevo, a brada na desno.
He was shocked.
Bio je zapanjen.
He asked for another mirror.
Tražio je drugo ogledalo.
And another mirror.
I drugo.
And another mirror.
I još jedno.
And he compared.
I zatim je uspoređivao.
And he had to face the fact that he was not the most beautiful person in town.
I morao se suočiti sa činjenicom da nije najljepša osoba u gradu.
Do you think what he did? Do you know what he did?
Znate li što je učinio?
He took the good or the real mirrors and he threw them before the house, one after the other, and broke them.
Uzeo je dobro, odnosno pravo ogledala i bacio ih jedan za drugim ispred svoje kuće.
All of us have such a mirror in our mind.
Svi mi imamo takvo ogledalo u svojem umu.
A fashion mirror or carnival mirror.
Karnevalsko ili uljepšavajuće ogledalo.
Which does not show us our mistakes or the places where we can improve and grow.
Koji nam ne pokazuje naše greške ili mjesta na kojima možemo rasti i napredovati.
We prefer our wrong mirrors.
Više volimo svoja kriva ogledala.
We prefer mind and even friends who tell us you are so good.
Više volimo svoj um i prijatelje koji nam govore o ti si tako dobar.
And we become disturbed when our friends become real friends and tell us the areas where our nose goes to the levo and our chin goes to the desno.
I uznemirimo se kada nam naši prijatelji kažu gdje su naše greške i gdje naš nos ide na lijevo, a naša brada na desno.
The association of devotees is often a very correct and real mirror.
Često je društvo bhakta ono ispravno i pravo ogledalo.
And in this mirror there is a message.
I u tom ogledalu postoji poruka.
Grow up.
Rasti, odrasti.
Become a lover of Krishna.
Postani i Krišnin ljubavnik.
Become a real person.
Postani stvarna osoba.
Don't continue to live in lies.
Nemoj dalje živjeti u lažima.
And some of us find this so disturbing that we want to throw this mirror away. We want to break our connection to the devotees.
Neki od nas toliko su uznemireni time da žele baciti to ogledalo, žele prekinuti svoju vezu s paktama.
Yes, yes. This is common in this world.
To je uobičajeno u ovom svijetu.
But then we cannot grow.
Ali tada ne možemo rasti.
It says so nicely that every blade of grass has an angel over, which bends over it and whispers, grow, grow, grow.
Lijepo je rečeno da svaka vlad trave ima anđela koji stoji nad njom i šapće joj, rasti, rasti, rasti.
Rasti, 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 yes. Rasti means in German to sleep, but in Croatian means to grow.
Rasti u njemačkom znači spavati, u hrvatskom znači rasti.
Rasti, yes. Ali bol, this is a very, I will keep this word in my mind and learn it, yes. Rasti means grow. Hmm? Yes. The whole creation whispers to us.
Čitava nam kreacija šapuće.
Grow.
Rasti.
Transform.
Preobrazi se.
Maturanat. Grow.
Maturanat, rasti.
Sometimes the creation even screams at us. Grow!
Ponekad kreacija čak i vrišti. Rasti.
Hare Krishna. Išvinite.
Oprostite.
And we try to close our ears.
I pokušavamo zatvoriti svoje uši.
Just like we throw away the mirror.
Baš kao što bacamo ogledala.
We close our ears.
Zatvaramo i svoje uši.
So if you want a transformation in your life to happen, you need to learn in the beginning one little secret.
Ako želite da se dogodi preobrazba u vašem životu, na početku trebate naučiti jednu malu tajnu.
Don't lie.
Nemojte lagati.
Or positively, only say the truth.
Ili pozitivno rečeno, govorite samo istinu.
I would suggest to you one little exercise, only for one week. Say for one week only the truth, nothing else than the truth.
Predlažem vam jednu malu vježbu, da tjedan dana govorite samo istinu i ništa drugo osim istine.
Maybe your whole life will change in the možda, one week.
Možda će vam se u tih tjedan dana promijeniti čitav život.
You will talk to some people that I'm really think that our relationship was good for the past years, but now it must change because I don't feel at home in this relationship any longer.
Možda ćete nekim ljudima reći naš je odnos prije nekoliko godina bio dobar, ali sada se ne osjećam više dobro u njemu.
Maybe you look at your spiritual practice.
Možda ćete pogledati svoju duhovnu praksu.
With the eye of truth.
S očima istine.
You will find out so long I was in the illusion that this was a good practice which I did.
Saznat ćete da smo tako dugo bili u toj iluziji u vezi te prakse.
But I see that over the years I've just come on the surface. I am not deep enough.
Ali sada vidim da sam tokom svih ovih godina došao samo do površine, nisam ušao dovoljno duboko.
Or you may find if you look through the eyes of truth, you will most probably find out that most of the time of your life you live in something which you cannot say da, 100% da to it.
Ukoliko živite u toj istini, shvatit ćete da postoje trenuci u životu kojima ne možete 100% reći da.
I would recommend to you when you try this for one week to only say the truth and only see the truth. That you must be a little bit careful with this exercise because some relationships must go on, some life situations must go on.
Ipak preporučio bih vam da u tih tjedan dana budete malo oprezni jer neke veze se moraju nastaviti, životne situacije se moraju nastaviti.
But you will see, it's nevertheless good if you look with the eyes of truth and speak with the words of truth for 1 week, because you will get a new relationship to your life.
Ali u svakom slučaju dobro je gledati očima istine i govoriti istinu barem u tih tjedan dana, jer ćete dobiti novi odnos prema svom životu.
For instance, in the morning, Monday morning, someone might ask you, how are you?
Primjerice, u ponedjeljak ujutro možda će vas netko upitati kako si.
And imagine you have gone very late to bed and you woke up late and you couldn't sleep very well. So normally you would say just like a normal life, fine, I'm fine.
Na primjer, možda ste kasno legli ili se niste dobro naspavali i onda biste rekli kao u običnim situacijama, da, u redu sam, dobro sam.
But if you would speak with the words of truth and see through the eyes of truth, you would see, say on this Monday morning, I'm tired and mental.
Ali ako biste gledali očima istine i ako biste govorili riječi istine, onda biste taj ponedjeljak ujutro rekli, nisam dobro, mentalan sam.
All of a sudden the people would react differently to you.
Odjednom bi ljudi na vas reagirali drugačije.
Some would say, oh, you are tired and mental, then we don't want to have anything to do with you.
Neki bi rekli, o, umoran si, mentalan, ne želim imati ništa s tobom.
You're supposed to be beautiful and attractive.
Trebaš biti lijep i privlačan.
No, our society is always enforcing these standards upon us.
Naše društvo često nam nameće te standarde.
And there are many things to make you beautiful and attractive. A lot of šminka or just a lot of, you know, smiling like an idiot.
Postoji mnogo stvari od kojih možete postati ljepši. Znači, puno šminke ili da se smijete ko idiot.
A lot of muscles, a lot of running around. I have so many things to do, I'm so busy today.
Puno mišića, puno trčanja, toliko sam zaposlen, toliko imam posla danas.
No, but tomorrow is the day of truth.
Ali sutra je dan istine.
You might find out that you have friends whom you, that some of your friends are not your friends. And others whom you did not think are your friends are all of a sudden saying, oh, I'm very, very happy that you are no longer, that you are like a human being today.
Možda ćete shvatiti da neke osobe koje ste smatrali prijateljima u stvari nisu bili vaši prijatelji. A isto tako da će neke osobe koje niste smatrali dobronamjernima, možda će one reći, o, tako mi je drago da danas izgledaš kao ljudsko biće.
So I would recommend to you that today, tomorrow, the week is the week of truth for you.
Dakle, predlažem vam da sljedeći tjedan bude za vas tjedan istine.
Now we come to the second, which is much more spiritual, second advice.
Sada dolazimo do drugog savjeta koji je puno duhovniji.
If you want to change your life, it is often said you must learn to change your thoughts.
Ako želite promijeniti svoj život, često se kaže da morate naučiti promijeniti svoje misli.
It's so important, for instance, in spiritual life, that your thoughts are with Krishna.
Tako je važno, primjerice, u duhovnom životu, da su vaše misli sa Krishnom.
Your whole life will change if you actually learn to think of Lord Krishna in an intense way, in a deep way.
Čitav vaš život će se promijeniti ako naučite misliti na Krishnu na jedan intenzivan i dubok način.
Srila Prabhupada gives the example of paramour love.
Srila Prabhupada daje primjer ljubavnika.
Paramour love means the wife is married to her husband, but she has developed love for another person who is not the husband.
Dakle, to je vrsta ljubavi u kojoj je žena oženjena, ali je razvila ljubav prema drugom muškarcu koji nije njezin suprug.
Because it is forbidden love, it is usually very, very intense.
Budući da je to zabranjena ljubav, često je jako intenzivna.
The woman had to ask herself maybe 20 times if she would really go into this relationship.
Žena se morala upitati barem 20 puta želi li ući u taj odnos.
And because she had questioned so often this relationship to the paramour lover, she and has finally accepted it as something which she cannot deny. It is usually a very deep form of love.
Budući da je tako često se pitala o toj vezi, jednostavno je došla do trenutka u kojem je shvatila da više se ne može odvojiti od toga. To je ponekad jedna jako duboka vrsta ljubavi.
It is unavoidable love, or you can say overwhelming love.
To je neizbježna vrsta ljubavi.
It cannot be ignored.
Ne može se zanemariti.
It is not at all mechanical.
Nije uopće mehanička.
It is because it is not sanctioned by society.
Budući da je društvo ne odobrava.
It is a very, very special.
Jako je posebna.
Woman can't help.
Žena si ne može pomoći.
So it is described that this type of love we should have towards God.
Opisano je da takvu vrstu ljubavi trebamo imati prema Bogu.
Very intense.
Jako intenzivno.
We think from morning till evening on him.
Od jutra do večeri mislimo na njega.
We think how we can meet him in our day.
Razmišljamo kako ga možemo susresti u svojem danu.
How can we make the proper arrangements?
Kako možemo pravilno urediti stvari za to?
Yes, we are even ready to go out of our comfort zone.
Spremni smo čak izaći iz svoje zone komfortnosti.
This example is especially given because of the behavior of a woman who is in love like that.
Taj primjer posebno je dan zbog ponašanja žene koja je zaljubljena na taj način.
She will do all her activities in the household super first class that no one will develop a suspicion.
Svoje domaćinske dužnosti obavljat će savršeno, tako da nitko ne posumnja nešto.
And that everyone will give her the peace which she needs to keep this relationship.
I da je svi ostave na miru što je potrebno da bi održala taj odnos.
So in our spiritual life we are said we should also do our material duties just so that no one gets suspicious.
Isto tako u našem duhovnom životu trebali bismo obavljati svoje materijalne dužnosti tako da nitko ne posumnja.
We are polite towards society.
Ljubazni smo prema društvu.
We don't act in any revolutionary way that no one will go against us.
Ne poduzimamo nikakve revolucionarne pothvate tako da nitko ne čini ništa protiv nas.
To protect our love.
Da bismo zaštitili svoju
ljubav. Protect our devotion for Krishna.
Da bismo zaštitili svoju predanost prema Krishna.
This is the example which is given.
To je primjer koji se daje.
So there was once this yogi.
Bio jednom jedan yogi.
Who learned so much about real concentration of the mind from a young woman in love.
Koji je toliko toga naučio o pravoj usredotočenosti uma od jedne zaljubljene žene.
He was sitting every day in the forest and he used to meditate from 4 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock at night.
On bi sjedio u šumi i meditirao bi od 4 sata ujutro do ponoći.
In the dark forest.
U mračnoj šumi.
He would meditate.
On bi meditirao.
So one day as he was meditating like this, a woman ran in his direction, ran on the path, she missed the path and she stumbled over him.
I kad je tako meditirao, jedna žena je trčala u njegovom smjeru i kako je promašila put, spotaknula se o njega i pala preko njega.
Imagine how he woke up out of his meditation and he was so shocked.
Zamislite kako se probudio iz svoje meditacije, bio toliko zapanjen.
But the woman was already continuing running through the forest.
Ali ona je i dalje nastavila trčati kroz šumu.
She went like... Then after it was deep in the night, huh?
To je bilo mrklu noć.
Then after a few hours the woman came back.
I nakon par sati žena se vratila.
Her hair was bad hair, you know, like the bed, the sleeping bed.
Imala je lošu frizuru.
Yeah. And she She saw the yogi.
I vidjela je yogija.
And paid the most humble obeisances to the yogi.
I odala mu najponiznije poštovanje.
Oh, you are a great saint.
O, ti si veliki svetac.
I'm so happy to see you.
Tako sam sretna što te vidim.
Please bless me.
Molim te, blagoslovi me.
I am an ordinary person of this world.
Ja sam obična osoba sa ovog svijeta.
The yogi went like...
A yogi je...
You ran over me a few hours ago. Why now, all of a sudden, you are now so respectful?
Pre nekoliko sati si me pregazila. Zašto si odjednom toliko puna poštovanja?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't run over you.
Pa ne znam, nisam pretočala preko tebe.
I don't remember.
Ne sjećam se da sam te vidjela.
The yogi said.
A yogi rekao.
Where were you running to?
Pa kamo si trčala?
Oh, you are a yogi. This is nothing for you.
Oh, ma ti si yogi, nije to za tebe.
I was meeting my lover on the bank of the river.
Susrela sam svojeg ljubavnika na obali rijeke.
And I was so fixed.
Bila sam toliko usredotočena.
Fixirati, yes. So this is how the yogi learned the most important lesson from an ordinary woman of this world.
I tako je yogi naučio tu najvažniju lekciju od obične žene sa ovog svijeta.
He was meditating, but he was not so concentrated.
Meditirao je, ali nije bio toliko usredotočen.
He noticed every noise in the jungle.
Primijetio bi svaki šum u džungli.
He had even heard her half an hour before she even arrived at this spot.
Čak je čuo i pola sata prije nego stigla do tog mjesta.
He was with his attention not somewhere else really.
Njegova pažnja bila je na drugom mjestu.
So in Krishna consciousness we are advised to learn from a woman in paramour love.
Od nas u svjesnosti Krishna uči da učimo žene koja je zaljubljena u ljubavnika.
That doesn't mean that every married man in Krishna consciousness should now look for a paramour love, or every married woman should look for a paramour love.
Što ne znači da bi svaki oženjeni muškarac u svjesnosti Krishne trebao tražiti ljubavnicu, ili
no,
da bi svaka ožena žena trebala tražiti ljubavnika.
No, in this we are not for paramour activities.
Mi nismo za takve vrste aktivnosti.
But what it means is we should think about concentration of the mind.
No, to znači da trebamo misliti na koncentraciju uma.
And we should think about our relationship to Krishna as something which is most important for us and which we want to protect.
I o našem odnosu s Krišnom kao nečemu što je za nas najvažnije i o nečemu što želimo zaštititi.
If you want to change your life, it's very important to change your thinking.
Ako želite promijeniti svoj život, jako je važno da promijenite svoje razmišljanje.
The power of thought is so big.
Moć misli tako je snažna, velika.
At the time of death, whatever you think, that is what you will become in your next life.
U trenutku smrti, što god pomislili, to ćete postati u svojem sljedećem životu.
While you are still in this body, you should learn to direct your 32,000 thoughts a day in the right direction.
Dok ste u ovom tijelu, trebali biste naučiti usmjeriti svojih 32,000 misli, koliko ih imate u jednom danu, u pravom smjeru.
Actually, Krishna consciousness is a school for the mind.
U stvari, svjesnost Krišne je škola za um.
It means that we give our mind spiritual things to think about.
Znači da svojem umu dajemo duhovne stvari o kojima da razmišljam.
If you want to change your life, change your thinking.
Ako želite promijeniti svoj život, promijenite svoje razmišljanje.
I would now like to give you the third tip for today.
Želio bih vam danas dati još treći savjet.
It is the last tip.
I posljednji savjet.
If you want a transformation of your heart, you should learn to contact every day the source of your life.
Ukoliko želite da se dogodi preobrazba u vašem životu, svaki dan trebate doći u dodir sa izvorom svoga života.
You should learn to every day make a very, very conscious contact to Krishna.
da svaki dan učinite jedan svjesni kontakt s Krišnom.
If you have this very nice contact to Krishna every day, you do not really have any problems any longer.
Ukoliko dobro uspostavite taj kontakt s Krišnom, više neće postojati problemi.
I'm reminded of the ancient story from Mahabharata where the Pandavas with their wife Draupadi thought of Krishna in a very difficult situation of their life.
Na to me podsjeća jedna priča, drevna priča iz Mahabharate u kojoj su Draupadi i njezini muževi mislili na Krišnu u teškim trenucima svog života.
I believe you all have heard that the five Pandavas lived with their wife in the forest, but it was not an easy life because Duryodhana always wanted to either kill them or do just the worst things to them.
Vjerujem da ste čuli o petorici Pandava koji su živjeli u teškim uvjetima u šumi sa svojom ženom Draupadi. Bio je tu i Duryodhana koji ih je uvijek želio im zlo i želio ih je ubiti.
Once Duryodhana was visited by the mystic yogi Durvasa.
Jednom je Duryodhanu posjetio mistik Durvasa.
Durvasa said, Duryodhana, what can I do for you? You have one wish free.
Durvasa je rekao, Duryodhana, što mogu učiniti za tebe? Mogu ti ispuniti jednu želju.
Oh, said Duryodhana, it's nice that you remind me. I want to give trouble to the Pandavas.
A Duryodhana je rekao, o, lijepo da si me podsjetio, želio bih stvoriti neprilike Pandavama.
Go to them with your 10,000 disciples in the afternoon.
Otiži k njima sa svojih 10,000 učenika poslije podne.
Durvasa said, that's all?
Durvasa je rekao, to je sve?
That's all.
To je sve.
Duryodhana knew that the Pandavas had a mystical cooking pot which produced or could produce unlimited amounts of food but stopped producing the moment Draupadi had eaten to her full satisfaction.
And Duryodhana je znao da su Pandave posjedovali jedno mistično kuhalo koje je imalo to svojstvo da bi moglo nahraniti nahraniti ljude velikom količinom hrane, ali to bi svojstvo prestalo onda kada bi Draupadi jela do svojeg punog zadovoljstva.
These pots were actually given by the sun god to Draupadi so that she could easily take care of her husbands, especially Bhima, who ate always so much.
Taj lonac dao je Draupadi bog sunca, tako da se može lijepo brinuti za svoje muževe, posebno za Bhimu koji je puno jeo.
The cooking pots would produce food and food and food, and she just waited until everyone was satisfied, including Bhima, and then she took her meal, and then she needed 6 hours or so before she was hungry again, and then the cooking pots could start cooking again.
I ti su lonci proizvodili ogromne, ogromne količine hrane i Draupadi bi njima zadovoljila sve, čak i Bhimu, i onda bi čekala nakon 6 sati dok bi ponovno gladnila.
So, when Duryodhana said to Durvasa, go in the afternoon, he meant to say, go at a time when Draupadi is full.
Kad je Duryodhana rekao, Durvasi, neka ide poslije podne, ono što je time želio reći je neka ode onda kada je Draupadi zadovoljna i sita.
Vedic Grihasthas have one rule in their life that whenever a guest comes, especially an unannounced guest, this guest is seen as a representative of Narayan.
Vedski grihasti imaju jedno pravilo da kada dođu gosti, posebno nepozvani gosti, da se oni primaju i doživljavaju kao samosvjesni gospodin Narayan.
So they have to feed that guest.
I morali su nahraniti tog gosta.
It's called Atithi Narayan, the unannounced Narayan.
To se zove Atithi Narayan ili nenajavljeni Narayan.
So the Pandavas had just eaten and all of a sudden they heard the news, Durvasa with his 10,000 guests, disciples are here.
I pandavi su baš završili sjelom dok su začuli tu vijest da Durvasa sa svojih 10,000 učenika dolazi.
And they knew they had to serve food to them.
I znali su da im moraju poslužiti hranu.
Yudhishthira said, "Oh no, Krishna. We have nothing. The pots are empty and they will not produce before 6 hours."
Yudhishthira rekao, Krishna, pa nemamo ništa. Ovi lonci neće stvarati ništa sljedećih 6 sati.
But to win time, he said to the Pandavas, to Durvasa and the yogis, take your bath in the river, and when you are washed, when you are clean, when you are ready, come and we will serve you a banquet.
I da bi dobio na vremenu, rekao je Durvasi, neka se okupa i osvježi, i da kada se vrati, da će im poslužiti banket.
And he went to Draupadi and said, please.
Odišao Draupadi.
Can we somehow get 10,001 plates ready?
Otišao je do Draupadi i rekao, molim te, možemo na bilo koji način spremiti 10,001 tanjur?
What has happened, asked Draupadi.
Što nam se dogodilo, pitala je Draupadi.
I think Duryodhana has sent Durvasa Muni and his 10,000 disciples to give trouble to us.
Mislim da je Duryodhana poslao Durvasu Munija i svojih 10,000 učenika da nam stvore nevolje.
When we cannot feed them, they will for sure curse us.
Ako ih ne možemo nahraniti, zasigurno će nas prokliti.
And that means unexplainable trouble.
A to znači neobjašnjive neprilike.
So Draupadi she decided to take shelter in Krishna.
Draupadi odlučila uzeti utočište u Krishni.
She called Krishna, Krishna.
I zazvala je Krishna, Krishna.
At that time Krishna was in Dvaraka.
A u to vrijeme Krishna je bio u Dvaraki.
He was just served a wonderful meal.
Baš smo poslužili divno jelo.
But he heard the voice of Draupadi.
Dok je čuo Draupadin glas.
A little but very devotional voice.
Mali, ali jako devotijski glas.
He understood my devotee is in trouble.
Shvatio je, moj bhakta je u nevolji.
And he decided to leave his meal and appear on the spot.
I odlučio je ostaviti svoje jelo i pojaviti se na tom mjestu.
He came running through the forest.
Došao je trčajući kroz šumu.
Draupadi, you have called me.
Draupadi, zvala si me.
Draupadi said, my lord, you have come.
Draupadi je rekla, moj gospodine, došao si.
Yes, said Krishna, but I cannot talk to you. I'm so hungry.
Da, rekao je Krishna, ali ne mogu govoriti s tobom, tako sam gladan.
I have not eaten anything.
Ništa još nisam jeo.
Do you have something?
Imaš li bar nešto?
Draupadi said, but this is exactly the problem. We don't have anything.
A Draupadi je rekla, ali baš je u tome problem, mi nemamo ništa.
Oh, Krishna.
Oh, Krishna.
Krishna said, well, look into the pot.
A Krishna rekao, pa pogledaj u lonac.
Maybe there is a little vegetable stuck to the border of the pot.
Možda se neko mali komadić povrća zalijepio za dno.
Ja sam gladan. So Draupadi found a little leafy vegetable and she gave it to the Lord. And Krishna ate it. And then he said, now I have to take a rest. I'm fully satisfied.
Draupadi je našao neko lisnato povrće, dala ga Krišni, a Krišna je rekao, sada se moram odmoriti, potpuno sam zadovoljan.
The Lord went to take a rest.
I gospodin se otišao odmoriti.
Draupadi couldn't even explain the problem.
Draupadi nije mogla ni objasniti problem.
That there were these 10,000 people who would curse all of the Pandavas.
Da je postojalo tih 10,000 ljudi koji će proklesti Pandave.
Because they couldn't get anything to eat.
Jer nisu mogli dobiti ništa za jelo.
Now at this moment.
I u tom trenutku.
In the river.
U rijeci.
Durvasa felt extremely full.
Durvasa se osjetio potpuno pun.
It was unexplainable how he could feel so full.
Bilo je neobjašnjivo kako se osjeća tako pun.
All the disciples were also going like.
I svi učenici su isto tako.
But it was embarrassingly full, like when you eat 12 times your capacity like that.
Ali to je stvarno bilo posramljujuće, kao da ste pojeli 10 puta više.
And they said, the disciples said, oh no, now we have to eat again, we feel so full.
A učenici su rekli, pa moramo opet jesti, a tako smo puni.
We have to make an offense against Yudhishthira.
Sada ćemo uvrijediti Yudhishthiru.
At this moment, Duvasa remembered how he once made an offense against Maharaj Ambarish.
U tom trenutku Duvasa se sjetio kako je jednom uvrijedio Maharaja Ambarisha.
And he remembered how due to the offense he was pursued by the Sudarshan chakra of Lord Vishnu throughout the whole universe.
I sjetio se kako ga je zbog te uvrede kroz čitav svemir slijedila, proganjila Sudarshana čakra gospodina Višnua.
He felt so bad. He was Yudhishthira, who had most probably prepared a meal for him and his disciples, and they had to say, no, we can't eat anything, we are so puno.
Tako se loše osjećao što će morati Yudhishthira reći da ne mogu jesti, da su se najeli do sita.
So in great fear he ran away with all his disciples.
I u velikom strahu pobjegao je sa svim svojim učenicima.
When Yudhishthira finally arrived to call them to take their meals, they could only see wet, water on the banks of the river, and a big like it looked like a road through the forest through which the yogis had fled.
I dok ih je Yudhishthira došao pozvati, sve što je vidio na tom mjestu bilo je samo voda na obali rijeke i put od te vode koje su napravili kroz šumu kojim su prolazili.
Hare Krishna. And Yudhishthira felt, oh, they are gone, the problem is gone, wonderful.
Yudhishthira je mislio, super, problem je nestao, prekrasno.
He just wanted to tell them, we have not been able to cook anything.
Baš mi htio reći da im ništa ne može skuhati.
Bhima has just picked a few berries for all of you.
Bhima je za sve vas nabrao par bobica.
This story is often told to illustrate that when you satisfy Krishna, everything else is može.
Ova priča se često koristi za to da se ilustrira ta poanta da ako se zadovolji Krishna, da je sve ostalo moguće.
This is because Krishna is controlling everything and everyone, also your life.
To je zato što Krishna kontrolira sve i svakoga, pa isto tako i vaš život.
Krishna, in the Bhagavatam it says, because Indra follows the orders of Krishna, he reigns.
U Bhagavatam je rečeno da budući da Indra slijedi Krishne naredbe, zbog toga pada kiša.
Because of the orders of Krishna, Vayu, the air god, blows wind.
Zbog Krishne naredbe, Vayu, bog vjetra, puše vjetar.
Because of the orders of Krishna, the Agni burns.
Zbog Krishne naredbe, Agni gori.
And because of the orders of Krishna, death comes to all of us.
I zbog Krishne naredbe, svima nama dolazi smrt.
Krishna is controlling everything.
Krishna kontrolira sve.
So that is why it is said, if you satisfy him, Krishna can also take care of everything.
I zato je rečeno da ukoliko zadovoljimo njega, Krishna se može pobrinuti za sve.
Krishna can take care of your greatest problem when he is asleep.
Krishna se za vaš najveći problem može riješiti vaš najveći problem u snu.
He doesn't even need to make an effort.
Za to mu čak nije potreban nikakav napor.
Like when he went to take rest after Draupadi gave him a little vegetable. In his sleep, he arranged that all the yogis felt puno.
Kao što se odmorio nakon što mu je Draupadi dala te mali komadić povrća, on je zapravo dok se odmarao učinio to da se jogi osjećaju punima.
Krishna is the controller of everything.
Krishna je kontrolor svega.
By his will, the creation happens, the maintenance happens, and the annihilation takes place.
Njegovom voljom dolazi do stvaranja, održavanja i uništenja.
Krishna has supreme will.
Krishna ima vrhovnu volju.
If he desires, the wind blows.
Ako želi, vjetar puše.
If he desires, the sun gives light and heat.
Ako želi, sunce daje svjetlost i toplinu.
If he desires, Indradev gives rain.
Ako želi, Indradev daje kišu.
And Yamaraj comes to you as death.
A Yamaraj dolazi u obliku smrti.
You have to learn to satisfy this personality.
Morate naučiti zadovoljiti tu osobu.
He can arrange everything for his devotees.
On za svoje bhakte može učiniti sve.
And he does.
A on to i čini.
There is one devotee who is in the process of writing a book with stories from devotees how Krishna has helped them in a very difficult situation.
Jedan bhakta je baš u procesu pisanja knjige koja govori o pričama raznih bhakta kojima je Krishna pomogao u jako teškim situacijama.
Who of you has been in Scandinavia?
Ko od vas bio u Skandinaviji?
In Scandinavia, many of the roads, especially in north of Sweden, are a little bit like the road which goes from Pula to Rijeka.
U Skandinaviji, posebno na sjeveru Švedske, postoje ceste koje su nalik onima od Pule do Rijeke.
Yeah, it is dug into the rocks.
Oni su isklesane u stijene.
Left and right of the road there are high rocks.
Lijevo i desno su visoke stijene.
So once a Sankirtan driver with six sleeping brahmacharis in the back was driving his van behind a truck.
I jednom je vozač Sankirtan Bhakta sa šestoricom brahmačari koji su spavali u pozadi vozio iza kamiona.
But because he could not have an overview over the road, he could not overtake the truck and was forced to stay behind for 4 hours, you know, this Sweden, I mean, it's long roads.
Budući da nije imao pregled nad cestom, nije mogao skrenuti i pretići taj kamion, već je 4 sata vozio za njim.
There was not one car coming from the opposite direction for all these 4 hours.
I tih 4 sata niti jedan auto nije došao iz suprotnog smjera.
Finally he decided, let me overtake.
I konačno odlučio, ma pretjecat ću ipak.
He took the van with the sleeping brahmacharis out.
I tako da je izveo taj kombi sa brahmačarima koji su spavali.
And started to overtake the van, the truck.
I počeo je pritisati taj kamion.
When he was just here in the middle of the long truck.
I baš dok je bio na sredini tog dugog kamiona.
He saw another truck coming from the opposite direction.
Vidio je kako iz suprotnog smjera dolazi drugi kamion.
He couldn't stop the car, the van, nor could he drive fast enough. It would be a head-on collision.
Nije mogao zaustaviti kombi, niti je mogao krenuti dalje. Bio bi to direktni sudar.
Left and right of the roads were only rocks.
Lijevo i desno su bile samo stijene.
He called out, Krishna!
I zazvao je Krishna.
Took the wheel around.
Zakrenuo je volan.
And drove towards the rocks.
I vozio prema stijenama.
He was thinking, now every one of us will do Sankirtan in Goloka Vrindavan.
I razmišljao je, sada ćemo svi raditi Sankirtan u Goloka Vrindavan.
In other words, we will leave our bodies.
Drugim riječima, napustit ćemo tijelo.
But the van was going...
Ali kombi išao.
He stood in the midst of the shumi.
Bio je nasred šume.
What had happened? There was a little way.
To je bio mali poteljak.
It went like this from the road.
Išao ovako od ceste.
Krishna had put the way there.
Krishna je tamo stavio taj put.
So when he drove like this, he drove on the road.
I dok je tako vozio, odvozio na cestu.
Which Krishna had put for him.
Koji je Krishna stavio za njega.
This is what it means that Krishna is in control of everything.
To je ono što znači da je Krishna, da Krishna kontrolira sve.
So when we are thinking, when we are so much afraid of changing our life.
I dok se tako bojimo, toliko bojimo promjena u svojem životu.
We should be afraid if there would be no Krishna.
Trebali bismo se bojati ukoliko ne bi bilo Krishne.
But if you make a step towards Krishna.
Ali ukoliko činimo korake prema Krishni.
He will somehow control your life in such a way that everything will go all right.
On će na neki način kontrolirati vaš život tako da sve krene, da sve bude u redu.
Whenever you invest in Krishna, this is the best investment you can make.
Kad god ulažete u Krishnu, to je najbolje ulaganje.
Because it is Krishna who is the supreme controller.
Zato što je Krishna vrhovni kontrolor.
Please have faith in these words.
Molim vas, imajte vjeru u ove riječi.
And please don't be afraid now of these three steps.
I nemojte se bojati ovo troje koraka.
To see the truth in your life.
Dakle, vidjeti istinu u svom životu.
And to speak the truth.
Govoriti istinu.
To change your thinking.
Promijeniti svoje mišljenje.
And to contact Krishna every day with a devotional heart.
I svaki dan dolaziti u dodir s Krishnom s devotijskim srcem.
If you can do this, you will see how your life will transform in a very positive way.
Ako to učinite, vidjet ćete kako će se vaše srce preobraziti na jako pozitivan način.
I want to now show you some slide presentation of this.
Sada bih vam